This is not what people watch this program for.
What are you talking about? It's exactly. It's
we're like, an educational podcast.
It's like they're hanging out.
I just say live and let be. Live and let live, you know? If it happens, it happens. The robots take over.
Okay, so how many party balloons of helium will it take to lift some butt?
We got 22,000.
If you could be reincarnated into any animal, what animal would you want to be?
All right, let's do it. Bring us in, Danny.
Welcome back to the Picky Boys podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Episode
320. I think.
Yeah.
320.
That's so many.
He knows. Too many.
I was thinking earlier in the month, it was like, or in March, we were still in the 300s, and it almost aligned that the date of the podcast came out on the number of the podcast.
The date of the podcast came out on the number, like 3/7.
Like 3/16. A 3/16, it came out on March 16th, you know?
Oh, like an angel number or whatever that is?
I'm sure we could probably look in the calendar and figure it out, but I don't think we might not ever be able to do it.
I mean, it depends really how long we're doing it.
And once you get to 1,200, it's over, obviously.
Because, well, not, no. Once you get to 1,300,
over. Yeah, 1,232. Once you get to 1,232, it's over.
Once you get to 1,232, it's not.
But then you can it can be a European date format, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, you didn't think
the
that.
The year
which,
comes first. I don't know.
The day comes first, then the month.
Well, it would still not. Well, after the hundreds, then that'd be over too. Then
I don't fucking know. I don't even know what those Europeans are doing.
That's a stupid way to do the date format, anyway.
Yeah, definitely. Oh well. It makes sense, but it doesn't.
No. I lied. Theirs is way better.
No, theirs is better, right? Because theirs is in order.
Yeah, it's in order. It's day, month, year. It makes way more sense. I'm flipping completely on what I just
said.
I disagree
with that, though.
You should do it in, it's in increasing order.
Yeah.
No, I understand why, but if you just see the first number, you're not getting any information about the month.
But no, exactly, because we already, you should know what month you're in at all times, kind of.
Yeah, but when it comes to future dates, then it's like, oh, you get 23/2, and it's like, oh, God, no. Yeah,
when you're looking back at the past.
But if you still need the day anyway, you got to get to the next number either way.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm used to the regular
it's
format.
Definitely
well, I
used
mean,
to it.
I don't know why a maybe was thrown in that sentence, but.
I also don't like how the, you know, like, very often in that situation, the first number can be larger than the second number. That freaks me out.
That being said, let's go critiquing the European and other world systems.
Right.
Celsius blows. And I don't know why everyone is – it's popular now to shit on Fahrenheit. That's bullshit, bro. Celsius sucks.
I don't know why I have to – like, why does everything make you try to do math to figure something out? It's like, why do I have to know, like, oh, 73, well, now I got to convert it. Now it's about – and isn't Celsius a range for every point anyway?
What does that mean?
Like, 10 Celsius, it's a range of temperature, right?
No.
No.
10 Celsius –
it has an exact conversion.
It does have a one-to-one conversion?
It's a formula. It's like 5/9 times –
all right. There you go.
5/9 times the – formula minus 40.
See, this is what I'm saying. Ridiculous.
But they just know. You know, they just know what it is.
Their version wasn't like based off Fahrenheit, so it didn't. It's not like they made up this crazy formula to convert it. But the reason is that like people like it because water freezes at zero and boils at 100. But like, who the fuck? Like, we never use anything from 50 up in Celsius.
Yeah.
Because, dude, you know what? You know how Fahrenheit works? Zero is fucking cold and 100 is fucking hot.
Yeah.
Real hot.
For like the weather. It makes so much more sense for the weather.
Do people take their temperature in Celsius? That would anger me.
Yeah. They do everything in Celsius.
That sucks.
39.2.
That sucks.
Fucking nerds.
Yeah, I think Fahrenheit is the one thing that we got right. I'm down to use meters and kilometers or whatever. That's
fine. I agree
with
that.
But Fahrenheit is a great system. I really like it.
You guys use military time?
No.
Oh, no.
I forgot who I made a bet with, but we were in a big group chat of 20 people, and they bet me $50 that more than like 25% of them use military time. I'm like, you are crazy. No one does that.
I remember, and you didn't tell us what it was about. You just said, screenshot your Apple home screen, send it to us.
Yeah, and then it was...
Is it in military, or is it...
And not another person used military time. Well, I think one person did, but they lived in Europe. I was like, this is not fair. Not fair, what's going on.
But it's crazy that they use military time, but then they'll still say, it's 5 o'clock.
Well, because if you say it's 1,400 hours, I'm punching.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. That confuses me as well. I know you just have to subtract it by 12, but I don't want to do math. I just want to look at the time.
Talk about a segue. Do robots use military time?
For sure.
I don't. Well, do these? Jason Q. Yeah, that was clearly bringing you in on that one.
All right, so Boston Dynamics just released this video of the new generation of humanoid robots. And this is the preview video.
New generation. 6 hours ago. Oh, damn.
Oh, I don't like that part.
Yuck. What is it going to do to me? Why is it so close?
Yeah, I don't like the red ring either.
This looks fake.
No, it's not CGI.
Very real.
Oh, God.
They gotta stop doing this shit in Boston. First of all, it's far too close to us.
That's true. They would be ground zero. The robots would come into our land anyway.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
What are these for?
Yeah, I don't know why Boston. Boston's been doing this for over a fucking decade, right? It started with the dogs. The dogs have evolved way too much. And now they got humans. And they're the ones who had the humans doing parkour and shit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, do they say what this is for? Like, the plan?
First responders and, like, police and shit.
I think it's just to just make robots, and then whatever people want to use them for is what they use them for.
I guess so.
So is that thing gonna go into a hostage situation and fucking kill the guy, the terrorist?
I don't think.
What do you mean first responders?
I don't think they're gonna put weapons in their hands. Yeah, like not round one.
I think that is where everything goes to. Every new technology that comes out, the governments are like, how do we use this to kill people?
I'm just saying, not round one. You know, like, robot. The problem is, we're not going to put the guns in the robot's hands. That thing is just going to be like, I want those guns now. They're mine. Mm. And then he's going to go flip up weird and grab
I know them. That the dogs are being used for, like, surveillance in dangerous areas. So you just send a dog with a camera on it, and it prances around.
Well, that's cool.
It does prance.
Like a minefield or something.
Like a little horse.
I think we have one for the NYPD now.
Yes, he's right.
What's its name?
Bosco. Sounds like a dog's name.
Does sound like a dog's name. Boston Dynamics.
I think I just had Boston in my head.
I thought that was one of the... Wait, are you talking about the big robot?
Wait, hold
on. It was just right there up top.
The DigiDog.
It's a remote-controlled robot. Is designed to work on situations that may pose threats to humans.
Its actually name is Spot, JT.
That's just the DigiDog.
I think that's just what it's... called like a Boston Terrier. That's a digi dog.
That's the breed.
The breed.
But the name is Spot.
Name
okay.
is Spot. That right. Right. Sense. Right.
It's kind of funny though that this isn't replacing police officers because a police officer still has to be present to like watch over the dog. This specific dog.
Right. But it's replacing the dogs. So at least the dogs get a break. You got to start somewhere. Got to get these dogs out of this line of fire. Clearly. Dude,
you know what's crazy is that I think within our lifetime we're gonna start fucking having arguments and debates over. Robot rights.
No.
It's like, they deserve their fucking...
No, for sure.
No.
100%.
No.
You know what's even crazier? You know who's had these robots? Stop and Shop has had robots for like 5 years now.
They don't fucking do anything.
Just the bathroom stall things that walk around?
Yeah, it has like little eyes and it kind of goes around.
They can scan items for you, right?
I don't know what they do, actually.
They're theft prevent.
I think they're just big Roombas.
I bet you that big-ass Roomba can't stop me from stealing nothing.
They're supposed to stop you from stealing. Doesn't. Not doing anything.
I think it's just supposed to catch you stealing things more than stop you from stealing.
Do you remember that social experiment of that little robot, the little hitchhiking robot that was supposed to travel from like Mexico to Canada?
How long did it make it?
And then it made it three.
To Philadelphia.
It made it 3 days, and then someone beat it up and threw it in a ditch.
It was either Philadelphia or Baltimore where it made it to, and then it was murdered.
Yeah, I think they found it like decapitated in a ravine.
It was just murdered for no reason.
In California, they have like little robot, kind of like Wally looking things that deliver your food. So the restaurants put the fucking food inside, and it literally just like travels to
your
home.
Table.
To your home.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, they cross the street. A bunch of them are like tipped over all over the place.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
These things.
Yeah.
Man, in Southern California, that thing's getting broken into and stolen from.
Yeah, doesn't
it? Yeah, there was a big debate because people kept knocking them over. People like hit them with their cars because they're kind of tiny.
You're telling me that a bunch of 13-year-olds won't see someone being delivered their food and just tipped at like a carriage?
I mean, maybe, but...
First of all, put us in the air.
I mean, it's kind of a good idea.
I don't think so. First of all, how's it getting up steps for old people and stuff? This doesn't make any sense.
I mean,
make it fly.
That's a good point. The steps, I mean,
just make it fly.
It definitely it makes sense, but even if it's not there yet, you know, in its current stage, makes sense.
I think it makes sense if you're in a like 5-block radius from the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're not in an apartment building.
because then the driver would probably get shit, you know, shit money from that anyway. So you just put it in this little robot.
I think an apartment building makes more sense.
Again, if there's stairs.
No, just the. Well, I mean, I hope it's an elevator, like an elevator. How a big, does
he press the button?
Think.
That's what I was thinking. Also,
a little elevator. Arm. Frink. What's the point of these?
Every elevator is gonna be differently sized. It's like
no, you have retractable.
Some needs a key fob. There's a, you can't do apartments.
You have to buzz
it's gotta
in.
Gotta be. It's no, gotta no, no, be.
You have to buzz in.
I'm saying obviously these apartment buildings have like it's oh we have these drone deliveries or these little RC deliveries and they have little RC doggy doors.
I definitely think a house is easier. You said an apartment's easier.
I think so.
In a house, you go right outside, and maybe it does have some stairs to get up, and guess what? They have to fucking go down to the sidewalk and get it. It's over.
Graham's going down trying to get fucking her starve. Apple pie from this robot thing.
Graham doesn't know how to use Uber Eats.
That's true.
Oh my God, does that one have a gun?
Yeah, so I was just reading. I was curious. So Boston Dynamics signed a pledge, and so did other robot companies.
Yeah, okay. That's how the movie always starts.
Yeah, to not weaponize their creations.
Gun on it now.
But this is from a company that did not sign the pledge, Ghost Robotics. And
all it takes is one company to not sign it.
Yeah.
Guess what?
This is... I don't even know what the fuck that is on the top.
Dude, if I
it's
was...
It's the end. That's dude, what it is.
The fact that this one company was like, no, I'm not signing this. Let's put a fucking machine gun on our robot.
Actually, I feel like that should have been something at the table where if the company that doesn't sign it, we kind of make it not there anymore. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's like the good old days.
Yeah, yeah. I'm all for like, oh, you don't have our views? Let's get rid of you for this thing. This specific thing only-ish. It's
fucking FAMAS well, on
I
the
think,
back.
I think the... If all of them sign this pledge, the military and law enforcement just goes to a head engineer and goes, here's a bunch of money. Come start your own. And that's what happens.
I will say I'm less...
I mean, it's the military.
I know, but...
They're not going to say, oh, they signed a pledge. Now we can't use these things for our purposes.
Okay, who cares about that? I'd rather them have it than Ghost Robotics. No, I don't know what that is.
It's for the military. That's what it says.
I don't know, Jason zoomed in really, really, really tight.
The adaptation of robots for the military and law enforcement.
Yeah, that's just how they're getting away with it.
Yeah, and if they're an international company.
What does that have to do? You're just reading the headlines. You're just Danny in it.
I don't think so.
I think I'm more worried still about the, like, because all the robotics and the actual mechanical parts, way less worrying to me than the AI brain itself. If there's a, it doesn't matter. If this thing has guns on it and whatever and can move and do backflips and get up like the fucking exorcist, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If one of them is so smart that it can just, hey, guess what? Internet shut down for everyone. That's a problem. Oh, guess what? The power grid off.
If we don't have a way to be able to turn it back on, we deserve it.
I think we do deserve it.
Me too. That's what I'm saying. I think we do deserve it. We're giving these little robot dogs guns. We're not protecting our AI stuff, I guess. Well, that's why we're going to Mars, unless they already took over Mars.
I just say live and let be. Live and let live, you know. If it happens, it happens. The robots take over.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
Nothing, because it's not something you could really just punch your way out of, which is upsetting. It's more just...
Is an EMP real?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Very real.
Well, that seems like the answer here.
Aren't things EMP-proof at this point now, some things?
I don't know how it works. I know it's real. I don't know how it works either.
Yeah, but also EMP grenades are things that it's not just oh.
I don't think they have grenades.
I think it's like
either way. My point is,
I thought it was like a box.
What are they called?
EMPs.
I thought you could kind of shoot one out of like a radio tower.
I thought that your stuff comes back on, but most of the time it just completely.
Ruins it.
Can't use it anymore. Way worse.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that is great.
For these things.
Not if they get control of that. And then it's easier to turn off the power grid. Just a huge EMP thing in a city. Boom, can't use nothing.
But then they can't work.
Then he played himself.
Oh, it's one person? It's one robot we're getting taken over from?
Well, one robot is all robots. That's how this works.
Oh, that would be scary. No, there'd be some kind of defectors. You'd like to hope. There's defectors with us. There'll be defectors. Like some other robot AI made a calculation. It's like, well, actually, I like the humans a little bit.
I mean, maybe. Almost certainly, actually. But still, I don't know.
Certainly,
actually. I think turning off the power grid is their worst plan of attack. I think because we can just survive without power.
Bro, we can't
Yes, we can.
No, we can't.
Yes, we can't.
We didn't have gas for 3 days. Heads were coming off.
No, yeah, we used to be able to. We definitely
we cannot. Anymore. You can't.
We can't.
I mean, I'm not saying it'll be comfortable.
No, I'm saying no. Forget about the comfort.
We're talking about like essentially wartime versus robots. Well, if humans
won't go extinct. That's what he's saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, that's probably true. Also, we don't even know where. I'm sure we don't even know where 10% of our population really is. I don't think the robots will know. I'm sure there's people underground somewhere.
Well, they have the fucking heat-seeking, obviously.
Now they have heat-seeking. What don't they have? They've given themselves everything.
They have everything.
If at this point we're talking about a war versus robots, they have everything.
Okay. So on top of that, if we're talking about a war versus robots and now we don't have any powers, which means no way to communicate, which means no way to really fight, how on earth is that comfortable for you?
I didn't say it was. I specifically said
you said we'd be able to do it comfortably.
No, I did not. I said not comfortably.
I think when he says we, he also doesn't mean himself or us.
Not comfortably. I'm saying but the humans can survive without the power.
He's right.
Without power.
All right.
We'll cover ourselves in mud to get rid of the
it's not Predator. They're robots.
It basically is. I think that does work. Heat seeking does.
Does it?
And then cover yourself in deer piss. Get the scent away. It's important.
Yeah, but I think that attracts dinosaurs, though, or something.
Dinosaurs?
How did the dinosaurs get here now?
Well, dude, you know
what's
crazy?
You know what's a battle that we are actively losing right now against the robots? Stuff we are better than them at. Like, it started off with, it started off with calculators. We could do a calculation. We had to get the pen, the paper, whatever, or we'd have our smartest guy who could do it in his head, and he could beat the robots. We lost that. Then
we lost that now?
Yeah, of course. Oh my God, a computer's so much faster. Then chess, the grandmaster in the world could still beat the best AI chess bot. Not anymore. Then it was like fucking Go, the Chinese game.
That was the hard one.
And then guess what? Now it's becoming what we're losing right now. We're losing ground. Art.
We're losing all kinds of ground.
Well, I mean,
it can already do art better than anyone in this house.
I don't really give a shit if a robot can beat a grand chess master. I don't care about that.
There is a vast list of stuff we can beat them at, and we're not gaining ground.
Yeah.
We are getting chopped off piece by piece. Everything, it's going to the robots. Is there going to be anything left that we're better at?
The snowball is snowballing, you know, picking up more snow.
I can breathe.
Breathe.
Both.
That's a good point.
Terminator might change that.
Breathe. But that could be a flaw, really.
It is unbelievably a flaw.
That's a flaw, actually.
Yeah, but they have wires and circuits. They need shit, too. They can't get wet. Bozos. That's
true.
It's going to be waterproof, probably.
Oh, my God.
It's okay. Don't even worry about it.
Danny's freaking himself out a little bit.
Just don't worry about it. I want to change the subject.
Danny's freaking himself out so much.
I don't like to think about this kind of stuff.
I thought we were going to get morbid, Dan, today.
I like to think about other stuff.
Name something else.
Okay, if you were to jump out of a plane with a bunch of helium balloons on your back, would that work?
It depends how many.
Could you survive? How many helium balloons would you need to jump out of a plane and survive?
Ooh.
You know what's a better question?
Price is Right it?
You know what's a better question? It could take one. I need to know the size.
Well, it needs to... The plane is a big part of this.
Well, I would hope that I have a way to... they're deflated, and then they inflate when I jump out.
Oh, no, that's not going to... What kind of... You're going to have helium tanks with you?
Maybe.
No, this
and
is...
And then you lose the tanks.
This is a C-130 where there's like hundreds of balloons behind you, and the fucking flap opens, and you jump out, and the balloons follow.
All right, I have the answer. Not enough. You're going straight to the ground.
Ooh. I mean, though, there's a number.
You just said it has to fit in the plane.
Those things are huge, bro. You could fit trucks and tanks in them.
You don't need enough balloons to go up or even stop the fall. Just reduce the fall to a speed where you break your legs.
I don't want to do that. I would rather come out unscathed.
I mean, David Blaine did the thing where he went up and then shot all the balloons and parachuted down.
Ooh, how many? What? How big was that?
Very big.
It was very big. But it could certainly fit in one of those planes.
What hasn't that guy done?
He shot himself in the mouth.
I wouldn't be surprised if his next trick was like, I'm going to stop my heart for a full minute, and the doctors are going to bring me back.
That happens too much. That's not as cool.
But that was enough to go up, but he specifically didn't like just shoot him down and then go down. I don't know why.
Yeah, can we have a picture of David Blaine balloons?
I don't know why.
Why?
Like, why did he need a parachute? I mean, obviously, safety parachute, But he didn't just shoot the balloons and then come back down.
What did he do?
Because, oh, they started popping, actually.
No, no, he was popping them.
Oh, wait, these guys are huge.
Yeah, they're very big.
Oh, they're big. They're very big.
I think it looks like just the house from Up, except it's David Blaine.
I mean, it's very cool.
Here's the thing. I think, can we get a, can you stop on a picture?
Yeah, we got.
Let's, you see how it's kind of into two sections, a top and a bottom?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Get rid of that whole bottom. Just the top ones. I think that could fit in the plane. And I think that you'll fall and it'll be slow enough to where you'll gently land.
The calculations JT made were, I think if we get rid of the bottom ones, yeah, we'll be all right.
I mean,
if he was able to rise with that, he's also a big dude, kind of.
Is he?
He looks tall.
Okay. I think he's like 6 something.
Yeah, but he also, you have to, he had to account for all the frogs he holds in his stomach,
that's
too.
That's true.
There's definitely a number. I'm wondering if maybe the, as you gain speed, as you travel downward, if that like pops some of them and that's the problem.
I think that might be true. Also, the issue is more, once you start popping, you can't slow down at the rate you're going anymore.
Yeah.
So now it can only be falling faster.
Do you want the answer?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, wait, let's say an answer first.
Yeah, let's say an answer.
Okay, okay. So these are normal balloons? Probably.
Wait, so, but he just typed in how many balloons to lift a person. Our thing is going to be like 10 balloons less than that.
Oh, I'd say it's probably 75% of whatever is here.
Yeah, that's fine. That's, yeah.
Okay.
So, and these are like party balloons?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay.
Okay, so how many party balloons of helium will it take to lift somebody?
I'm going to go 22,000.
22,000.
You think more?
Oh my God, I was going to say like 3,000.
Danny.
I have no frame of reference here. I don't know if that's... He might be right.
Party balloons? 3,000?
I mean, if you had 3,000 party balloons, it would kind of look like that big mass of balloons. I think it'd be 22,000 is a lot.
I think like 20,000 would more look like what we saw.
Danny, 3,000.
I don't know those things. I think those... Dude, bro, those things were like as big as him. Bro, no, but those things are bigger than him.
Don't show. Don't show. So 3,000 balloons.
Yeah.
What do you say?
I think he's dying.
Are you going higher or lower than me?
First... I'll say
22,000 is a lot.
Dude, 3,000 is 3,000 death. You're dead at 3,000.
I don't know, man.
I'll
I
like that number real. I like that number.
So go 21,999.
I'm not going to prices right you. I'm not a bitch. I'm going to go 30,000. I'm just going to go crazy.
All right. Let's see.
Let's go watch it say 7.
He was way closer than us.
He was real close.
22,000.
I want it to be known that I didn't shit on Danny's answer like Antonio. I gave respect to his answer, even though I disagree.
That's not true.
That is absolutely true, Danny. Did I shit on your answer?
You gave a JT like way. You did one of those. JT likes shaking his head like that.
This is a 10-liter helium balloon in this calculation.
What the fuck does that mean? What's 10 liters of balloon?
No idea.
Wait, 10 liters? That's a lot.
Wait.
10 liters of balloon is so much.
Look
up. It's like a big balloon.
No, I think it's a... Jesus,
like
that can't
be a massive
be, that's,
balloon.
I think it is. How much is a 10 liter balloon?
Wait, this is becoming extremely doable for a Biggie Boys video.
Yeah, okay.
5,000 balloons, bro?
A spherical balloon has a volume of 14.1 liters with 30 centimeter. A 30 centimeter.
This isn't helping. There's so much.
What is 30 centimeters?
That's about 15 inches.
Okay, so a balloon this big.
All right.
In a circle.
So it's close.
It's
kind
of a regular
balloon. You're about right.
Has 14 liters of helium. I think helium is in a shortage right now.
Where do we get it? That was crushed. That I was about to get it.
I don't know.
Well, can't we just make it?
I think we can.
You know how we chop up some molecules? You're laughing at us like you know the answer.
No, I think, dude, I think if we... Hold on. I'm going to go back to 8th grade chemistry. Combine hydrogen together.
All right.
I think that just makes helium.
That can't. Then wouldn't we just have helium in the air?
But you need to like probably put it under a fire or something. Like there's always something you got to do.
Radiation. Once helium is released in that, no, how is it released into the atmosphere?
Well, every time you make a balloon.
Oh, why is helium disappearing?
That's true.
Oh, that's what.
Because whenever helium comes out of a balloon, it just floats away up to the top.
Oh, I know that one. Argon. Helium is generated deep underground through the natural radioactive decay of elements. See, it's radioactive, bro. Every time I suck in that fucking helium balloon, I'm sucking in radiation.
Yeah, your voice changing definitely.
It's because of radiation? I didn't know that.
The people on TikTok are going to love this one.
Why is that?
They just love when we talk about science.
They
love when we get science-y and we're wrong.
Helium comes from radiation. What does that mean?
Well, I think it starts as something else. What's after helium on the list?
What does that mean?
It starts as another element and decays into helium, probably.
Uranium. It says it right there. Uranium. Brother, I'm saying.
Argon can be used instead of helium.
Yeah.
I think that's just saying it can be used to inflate balloons.
Yeah, it's just the second lowest helium thing.
Well, I mean, clowns have to be the biggest killer of the helium,
It's like how cow farts are messing up our atmosphere. Clown laughs are fucking up
and
our helium.
People sucking it in because it makes your voice funny.
Yeah, but then it's already there.
Dude, everyone does that like once a year max. True. It's definitely the clowns. They're killer.
You can die like that, so I've heard.
Really?
Because you're not breathing oxygen, right?
Sucking, no, you just suck too much helium, it'll kill you.
You sucking too much anything will kill you, baby.
I guess so.
Really?
Yeah, this
Jason's out here. Gotta have to.
They like don't use it on movie sets. Like if there's a scene in a movie where you suck in helium, like you're not supposed to use it because it's like dangerous.
Because it's radioactive.
I don't know.
What do they use? Argon.
There's also one that can make your voice deep.
Oh yeah, I saw that one.
Is that boron or something?
You're a boron.
Not nearly as funny. Gonna be honest, it didn't do it for me personally.
I think it's funny. Kind of funny. I think it's funny
as helium.
Well, it's funny to
come
do both,
on, guys.
Right after the other.
Well, it's funny if a baby did it or a child.
A baby laugh after it?
Yeah, with
more
like that's funny.
I saw an adult do it. That might have been the issue.
Yeah, also, if it's already a big, burly man, it's like, yeah, it's already believable your voice sounds like that. You need a kid to do it. But also, I don't think you should have a kid be sucking on helium and these radioactive things.
Now, why does that happen? Lord knows.
I think because helium's lighter than air and whatever this is heavier than air.
No. How does it affect our voice?
Dude,
I have no idea. I don't even understand.
Well, okay.
Your voice box.
Wait, listen. Hear me out here. You know how a flute, it's designed. No, listen. Hear me out here. A flute is designed, when you blow into it, it makes a certain amount of noises. Mm-hmm. But that's your breath, your air, it's oxygen coming through. Maybe your vocal cords are just meant to have oxygen coming through, much like a flute.
Here's a question.
I have the same one.
If you suck in a balloon of helium and play a flute, will it be higher?
Yes. I think so. That's what I'm saying.
Golden question.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think so.
We need to figure this out.
I'm not sucking on helium if I found out it's radioactive. All right, Danny, we'll get you two balloons filled with different gases.
Yes. Give me boron and give me helium. I can't play the flute. I'll play the recorder.
Oh, I don't want to get you a recorder.
Hot cross buns.
I have another question.
Oh, here we go.
Is the voice box a real thing, or is that from SpongeBob?
Oh, you want to take that one?
I think that's just your larynx.
Is it a box?
I'm sorry, I gave him that one. I think. What did you say?
Your larynx? Isn't that your?
Isn't that from Horton Hears a Who?
That's the guy who hates the trees being cut down.
I think it's a throat thing. It's something about.
Oh, that's.
It's something about vibrato.
That's Lorax.
No, that's Horton Hears a Who.
No, that's the Lorax.
That's the Lorax. Well, it's Dr. Seuss. Whatever.
Don't cut down trees around him.
It's.
What were you saying?
I think it's the larynx. No, the larynx is the larynx is a thing in the throat, and then there's like vibrations. It's how all sound is made.
Is it scientifically also known as a voice box? That's my question.
I'm
sure there's a part that's known as a voice box, but it's obviously not scientifically a voice box. It's probably your funny bone.
He's right.
I'm right.
What were you right about?
The vocal folds, also called the vocal cords, which would in this case be the voice box, are part of the larynx.
Are part of the Lorax.
Look up voice box for me real quick. Let's see what.
Yeah, show me what a voice box looks like, please. It's just going to be a box.
The larynx!
Oh, shit, he's right.
Bro, I'm on it today.
Voice box, noun, the larynx. So this has nothing to do with the Lorax.
No.
Oh, damn it.
No, and now that I remember, I think SpongeBob was laugh box.
You're right.
That if that gets damaged, you can no longer laugh.
So I guess the shape and the folds of your larynx is what gives you your own unique voice.
I guess that makes sense. And then people who can, you know, like mimic voices can just really shape their larynx to ways they want.
I guess so.
Do you guys feel like your voice has changed over the past, let's say, since you're 18? Do you think it stopped changing?
Yeah, a little bit.
I think mine changed a lot since then.
Since 18. I mean, it has to have, right?
I think lots of, like, late nights, lots of, like, you know, fucking
sucking.
Smoking, sucking, drinking. I think it changed mine.
I think it's probable that it changed. I mean, I think Danny's changed less because his was such a violent change so fast.
It really was.
Like, his bell curve is a little different.
I used to sound like, hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
You used to have a helium voice box.
Yeah. Ooh, I used to have a helium voice box, and then one day I was just like, hey, what's up, guys?
Danny put borum. Borium?
In, boron.
Boron in his inhaler instead of the helium.
His inhaler.
Yeah. I don't have an inhaler. Sometimes I use Chaz's, though.
I do, too.
Does it give you strength?
It doesn't do anything,
it,
I feel like.
It definitely makes a refreshing breath.
Does it taste good or smell good?
It doesn't really taste like anything.
It's you know what it's like? It's like smelling salts for your lungs.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that sounds highly unpleasant.
Not painful, though.
Okay.
You know how you could smell pain with smelling salts? It's just like you get a big, big, lungy breath.
Yeah.
Do you understand how it would help someone with like asthma? You're like, okay, that makes sense.
No, but I get it that if they currently can't breathe and now that makes them breathe, I get that working. Anything else, no, I don't get
it. I get it. It just makes it... It, like, opens all your, what is it called? Like, the lung branches?
Bronchioles.
Larynx.
Bronchioles, something like that.
Bronchiolitis.
No, I don't know. We're talking way too much about science.
We got a
question. Jason, do you have anything Chaz dumber for us?
We got something dumber.
What's your favorite color?
We got something dumber.
Let's look through.
We couldn't have been smarter in those whatever minutes you've watched that.
This is not what people watch this program for.
What are you talking about? It's an educational podcast. It's like they're hanging out. Also,
wouldn't it be funny if we did put on like Apple, we categorized ourselves under like the educational section, make it to the top.
I think after the first review, they might go, we got to get rid of these guys.
There would definitely be a lot of reviews.
And if you want to see more of us, patreon.com/pickers, by the way, almost at 700.
The thing is, though, that I feel like technically we reached the right answer. He was with Larynx, so we are technically.
True.
Yeah, we also had to go through the Dr. Seuss book to find
That's
it.
That's true.
But answers.
I mean, everyone's got their sources, though.
Yeah, you find answers in places maybe you don't expect that much.
You want a fun, stupid question?
Let's do it.
If you could be reincarnated into any animal, what animal would you want to be?
Love this question.
Any animal.
I feel like, most people pick birds because they're like, oh, I fly now. I don't know about that.
I was going to say something along like with you where, you know, at the end of the day, birds, not that cool.
No, not cool at all.
Not that cool. Also, I don't know how long.
Well, what about like an eagle?
That's getting cooler. Maybe a parrot, actually, because parrots will live till 80 and they can speak. So I'm just a bird that can speak.
I want, like, it doesn't need to be opposable thumbs, but I want, like, hands, though.
If you want opposable thumbs, brother.
Yeah, you've only got, like, one option.
No, but
only
like,
one
even
option.
Even, like, front paws, I would consider a hand.
Raccoon don't have a thumb.
I said not opposable. It doesn't have to be opposable thumbs. It just needs to be. Like feet, a back leg, you know, back leg and a front leg.
I feel like cats are pretty good with their.
Yeah. Cats have a hand. Dogs have a little paw.
Danny would definitely be a cat for sure.
No. I don't feel like that.
Pussy.
I don't feel like I'm a cat.
He had to make it.
I think Jason's got big cat energy.
Yeah.
Because oh, sure. like when you want Jason to come over, you can't just be like, Jason, come over, because he'll say no, you'll scare him off. He's skittish.
You gotta give him
like
treats.
Yeah, you gotta be like, oh, if you want to come over, there's like a treat here, maybe. Yeah,
you gotta ring the bell, there's Captain
now,
and
do you
Cokes.
You mean big cat energy or like big cat?
Big
like a
big
tiger.
Small cat energy.
Big small cat energy.
Yeah, okay. like a
big feline cat energy.
Like a orange, what do they call them?
Garfield?
No, the crazy cats.
It's the one everyone has. Orange tabby.
Tabby.
Is that it?
Okay. You guys are getting real catty on me. I got no idea what you're talking about. Oh, so big cat energy. I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
big, so not small, a tiger.
No,
panther.
No.
Not a panther.
No, like
tiny house.
Something like
cat.
If he wants to be pet, but if you go to pet him, he'll like run away.
Mm. Oh. Write in the comments what
That's
animals
Jason.
You think we are.
JT would be a groundhog.
I could be a groundhog.
No,
oh, I could see
groundhogs this. Come out at a certain.
He
time.
Comes out sometimes.
I check the mail.
I could see myself as one of those burrowing animals, like a groundhog or a beaver.
I could see you as a beaver for sure.
Or maybe a bear.
That's too easy.
I guess so.
I don't know. I think I'd go parrot.
Well, which one do you think would be the most fun? I guess you're trying to look here for the best. You're not trying to look for something that is like you. You're trying to look for something that is like a different experience.
Man,
I think you guys had it with like birds.
I think parrot.
Hawk.
No, not fish.
Oh, fish would be fun.
Not fish.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to be something that is in danger of being eaten all the time, which is why I would go like owl. What's hunting an owl?
But it's not even that. It's also, you can see so much when you're not under the water. Like, there's so much nothing in the ocean.
But there's so much ocean in the ocean.
But it's nothing. It's like you're being in space, kind of. If you're a little fucking goldfish. Even if you're a whale, it's like being in space.
True. Maybe a snake.
No, you're going to lose all your arms. You just said you wanted hands.
You just said you wanted hands.
Yeah, but there's something about the shedding of all hands that is now liberating
it's
again.
It's so pure.
Yeah.
And he wants to be pure.
I just want
to
slither.
You do that already, kind of. No, I think the most fun parrot, you go up to someone's window, you're like, wake up, pussy, something like that, and fly away.
And dude, whatever you say, people are just going to blame your owner.
Exactly.
Which is great.
And I won't have an owner. You can blame society.
Yeah. Oh, he just heard people saying
parrot from the streets.
Yeah, it's parrot from the streets.
To really insult some people.
Mm-hmm.
That makes you look fat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of all the other animals I know. I think we crossed off the whole list.
The whole list.
Every animal. The whole list of good animals.
You named like four animals.
The whole list of good animals I think we crossed off.
I guess so. Did Jason call a timeout on me? What's up?
I think we have enough time, honestly. But
JT, tell him where to find you.
Find me on Instagram at TheJBalls.
You can find me at Danny is watching and slithering around.
You can find me at Ant Prisco. Can't forget to follow
The Picky Boys on Instagram and TikTok. And don't forget to follow our gaming channel. Boop.